Are you living paycheck to paycheck? Could you use some extra cash? Are you a financial fornicator? Well, in this episode, I'm going to share 10 ways to save or earn up to $100 a week.
This episode is brought to you by dualpreneur.com. Are you a full-time employee and an entrepreneur? That means you're a dualpreneur. You understand and value the concept of having multiple streams of income. Dualpreneur.com provides resources, connections, and services to dualpreneurs so that they can do it all, have it all, be it all. For more information, go to dualpreneur.com. That's dualpreneur.com.
Welcome to the second episode of Financial Fornicating with Madam Money. This is Tara Jackson, aka Madam Money, and I am very excited about this show. Thank you everyone who's been tuning in and listening, and I thought today I'd give you some little tips on how to make or save up to $100 per week. So several of my clients have been calling me and asking me, Tara, if I'm living paycheck to paycheck, how can I save more? What can I do? And I've told several of them, it's the little things that you can do to actually find some money. So I thought I'd share some of the tips that I give to my clients, and hopefully it'll help you. And be sure to share this podcast with someone that you like, know, or even if you don't like them, share it anyway. Yeah. You can help them out. So today I want to talk to you about those 10 things that you can do starting today, now, tomorrow, so that you can save or earn an extra $100 or up to $100 per week. The first thing that I tell my clients is to keep the change. Now, there's a lot of financial institutions that allow you to do this electronically. So when you use your debit card, and if it's $1.95, the 5 cents goes into the savings account, which is all well and good, and it sounds good, but when you put it into that savings account, you probably have overdraft on that savings account, or you're going to tap into that savings account, so I call it a side piece account, where you tap that asset every time you need something or you want something. So it doesn't really become a savings account. What I tell people to do, it is very simple. When you are on a cash budget or you give yourself an allowance, most people are going to use cash for something. So whether it's that cup of coffee that costs $1.45 and you have 55 cents left, or you break a five and now you have $2 or whatever, I have a little money jar. I have a money jar that I use, that I still use today. And all the change that I have in my pocket, my purse or wherever, I dump it into my money jar. So my money jar was just a mason jar, but I call it my money tree. So it starts off brown and silver because of the pennies and the dimes and the nickels and the quarters. And then all of a sudden it starts sprouting green leaves, and those are the dollars. And then I put $5 and then $10 and then $20. And I grow it until I can't put any more money into the money jar. And so I keep the change every time I go and spend money and I have change left over, I'm putting it in my money jar. And that way you'll find that you're going to save a whole lot of money. Now, what do I do with that money? I don't tap into it. What I do is at the end of the month or when the jar is full, I dump it into a mama account, a reverence account. That's that account that's far away from my transactional account so it doesn't get touched. Or I may treat myself 1 month, and since I saved up so much money, I may take myself out or do something really nice, get my nails done, hair done, go out to eat or whatever. I'll do there. But it does give me some extra cash every week, every month, that I would probably have spent, or it would have been overdraft if it was in the savings account, right? So that's step number one. Keep your change, put it in the mason jar, or put it in a savings account where you don't have easy access to. Number two, carpool or use public transportation. Now, if you're in an area where you actually have to commute, but there's no public transportation, maybe you can carpool with some of the people that work in the same organization, or they may work around the same area. Now, you lose a sense of freedom of going when you want to go and all of that, but you can really save money if you're spending at least $20 to $40 on gas every month. And then there's the car maintenance and the oil changes. You got to get your oil change more frequently. Or if you are in a city where there's public transportation, try taking the Metro, or in Atlanta, it's called the MARTA. Maybe take the bus. I have some of my clients who didn't live that far away, and they just started riding their bikes. to work, and they save so much money on gas. But carpooling or using public transportation, maybe not every day, but maybe a couple days a week or a couple days a month, that can come up to some savings for you so you can have that extra cash. Number three, eat in. Now, one of the things that is my biggest expense is eating out. I can spend an awful lot of money. I am a financial fornicator when it comes to eating out and the bar. And so there was one year, confession time, there was one month where I spent $1,200 just on eating and liquor alone. Yeah, don't judge. There's no judgment here, okay? But once I realized that I was spending that much money, I could then make the decision, okay, that's not going to happen anymore. And even though I'm not going to completely stop eating out, maybe not eat out so frequently. So I started eating in. I had an eat-in challenge. How many days could I eat in? So I went to the grocery store. I thought about some of my favorite meals that I loved, and I decided to make them. And so even though I didn't eat in every single day, I didn't eat out every single day. So I probably ate in 4 days out of the 7 days. And then I did 5 days out of the 7 days. And I did a challenge with a couple of people to see how many days we could eat in the longest. And then how much money did we actually save by not eating out? And you'll come to realize that even if it's one meal a day, maybe dinner, maybe lunch, if you brown bag it or if you cook, you could save up to $100 a week just on eating in. Something to consider. Number four, cut the cable. Now, this may be hard for some people, but when I realized that I only really watched two channels, two now since Scandal's not on anymore. So two channels. And then when I went to my sister's house and she cut the cable, we had Netflix. I didn't really miss it when I went to go visit her. I didn't miss the cable. So if you Netflix it, or if you use any other streaming cable things that are out there, I mean, for God's sakes, there's a YouTube has a new channel out there where you can watch TV. So you can save hundreds of bucks a month, maybe $200 or $300 by just cutting the cable. Now, if you watch every single channel, it may be hard for you. But if you only watch two channels like me, why am I going to pay $200 or $300 for cable? And I'm not even looking at all the channels. So may want to Netflix it or look at any other streaming movie channels or streaming networks that they're out there. Okay. Number five, be a dualpreneur. A dualpreneur, and shout out to the sponsors today of Dualpreneur. A dualpreneur is a full-time employee who is also an entrepreneur. So it's not about either or, it's about and. It's that dual engine concept. A passenger plane has two engines, not because it needs two engines. It actually only needs one engine to fly. It has two engines, so if one fails, there's a fail-safe. So that's the same concept of a dualpreneur. You have a two-engine income. So if one doesn't operate effectively or it fails, you have another income source to stabilize you until you can get back on track. So being a dualpreneur is great. That's just having that side hustle. So if you like to cook, you like to bake, you like to sew, you want to be a coach, you have certain skill sets that you can monetize, consider being a dualpreneur. To learn more about that, again, go to dualpreneur.com and connect with other dualpreneurs out there because there are resources out there. So get your side hustle on and be a dualpreneur. Number six, clip coupons. Now, I am not a couponer and I don't clip coupons unless they're electronic. And there's a lot of apps out there. Grocery stores have apps, you know, pharmacies have apps, and they allow you to do electronic coupons. Those are my favorite. But some people love clipping coupons out of the newspapers. They may go to coupons.com, use the app Coupons. But you can save a lot of money, especially if you go grocery shopping frequently. You can save a lot of money just by couponing. So I would encourage you to connect with some people who are really good at couponing so they can give you some tips. But that can definitely save you extra cash every week, especially when you go shopping. Now, let's see here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We have keep the change, carpool or public transportation, eat in, cut the cable, be a dualpreneur, clip coupons, Now let's talk about shop for car insurance. Now call, if you have car insurance and you have had the car insurance longer than a year, maybe you're at the 2 or 3 year mark, you're probably noticing that your auto insurance is increasing in price. The reason why is that they're repricing you because most people have car accidents in the second and third year of ownership of the vehicle. So it's not just based on your driving record. It's a statistical analysis on everybody's driving record within 2 or 3 years of the policy. So the first year, you know, nobody wants to get an accident or at least report that they're in an accident because they, you know, they just got the insurance. The second year, that's when they feel more comfortable. So you'll notice a rise in that. If you happen to notice a rise in your car insurance, call your car insurance company, see if they can provide you with some discounts or if there are any rebates that are available. Or go start shopping for other car insurance companies because you're always going to get probably a better deal on the first year of getting the car insurance than you are in your second and third year of the car insurance company. So just keep that in mind. Shop for car insurance. See if you can save a couple hundred bucks a month or a year for your car insurance. Now, the next one is my favorite, which most people don't like, but it's my favorite. Practice financial abstinence. Financial abstinence is stopping using credit, okay? Some people have financial STDs because they are financially promiscuous with their credit cards, not just one, but multiple. And so they end up with those financial STDs we talked about in the first episode. Well, if you get those financial STDs and it's starting to tap into your money and you're going to work just to make money to pay bills, now it's time to stop. Stop using those credit cards. Stop overdrafting those accounts. It's time to be financially abstinent so we can reset and rebuild your spending plan. So consider the financial abstinence so that you're not paying the extra interest. You're not increasing your revolving debt payments because the larger your balance is, the more your minimum payment is going to be required and that's going to tap into your money. Besides, I encourage you to pay more than your minimum payment. That's another episode. The next one is call your cell phone provider. Now, you've been there for a while, and they just keep going up and up, and they keep grabbing you for the two new years when you get your new phone. Now it's time to call them to see what they can do to help you. If they're able to reevaluate what your usage is, maybe there's a better plan out there, or you may be grandfathered with an old plan, and now they have a brand new plan that's out there. You're not going to know unless you ask, so don't say no for them. Call them to find out. If they can't do anything for you and it's just ridiculously high, then consider other options, shop other carriers, see if you can save extra bucks, especially if you don't use a lot of data and it may be just you or you're just using the data within your family. And then the last one is pay attention to your spending. Pay attention to your spending. Now, when I was starting to lose weight or, you know, wanting to lose weight, my personal trainer, before we started working out or doing anything, told me that I had to diary everything that I put in my mouth. Everything that I put in my mouth and what the calories were. Now, as annoying as this was, what it made me realize was how many calories I was eating compared to how many calories I was burning by working, walking, exercising, and how many calories I needed to burn in order to lose weight. Well, because my spending, my eating habits were atrocious, that means I needed to work out 8 days a week, pretty much, in order to burn all those calories. So I became more mindful of what I put in my mouth. So I started eating more vegetables, more fruit, drinking more water, eating more frequently in smaller portions, eating good snacks. So it made me pay attention to what I was eating compared to the amount of calories I was burning or needed to burn to lose weight. Same thing with your money. I recommend that you do a diary of your spending every day. Pay attention to what and how much you're spending. What that's going to do is tell you if that money is going where you want it to go based on your financial goals. If your financial goals is to build up your saving, but you're putting $1,200 in food and alcohol, that's contradictory to your financial goals. So maybe you want to change that behavior and maybe not go out every night, but maybe 2 or 3 times a night as a reward so that you can pocket or keep up to $100 or more a week in your pocket. So definitely create a spending plan and diary your spending every day, at least for a week, so you can see where your money is going. So we have keep the change, carpool or do public transportation, eat in, reduce the amount that you eat out, cut the cable, Netflix it, or any other digital cable company that may be out there. Be a dualpreneur, that's a full-time preneur and an entrepreneur. Clip those coupons, whether they're digital or from the newspaper. Shop for car insurance, see if they can give you a deal, or try to find another a car insurance company to see what they can do for you. Practice financial abstinence. Just stop using credit until you can get a baseline of where you are and get a handle on your money. Call your cell phone provider, see if they can hook a brother or sister up. If not, start shopping around. And lastly, pay attention to your spending by doing a diary of your spending and creating your spending plan. I hope this is helpful. If you have any more questions or need more tips like this, make sure you go to madammoney.com. That's MadamMoney.com. Looking forward to the next episode. And thank you so much for financial fornicating with Madam Money.